Messengers of God carry our words, and messengers of God on the wings report what I say. At the time of the creation, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit made us in their image and after their likeness, and gave us dominion and authority on this earth to be fruitful and multiplying and replenishing the earth and subdue it with God's goodness, with love's glory, to have dominion over the works of his hands. Moreover, at the resurrection time, the Father, the sons and daughters, and the Holy Spirit have brought redemption to the world. I thank you, Father Lord, for the privilege, the blessing, the glory, the honor, the power, the grace given to us to be partakers of the redemption of mankind in Christ. As an ambassador for Christ, as if God were appealing through me, I implore the world on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Thus, Father love, I pray that the wicked, the unrighteous leaders, the rioters, the terrorists, the cabals, the unbelievers, like Saul, who became the Apostle Paul, and with us, they can also testify, saying, I, Rose, thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me strength, and he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. And even though once I was at least one of these, call out your sins from the list. Atoroso nungalato, ele soro hieshe saramatareashe, mendoroso tokoro hieshe saramatareashe. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy thing that deserves a full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Father love, I pray that the wicked, the unrighteous leaders, the rioters, the terrorists, the cabals, like Saul, who became the Apostle Paul, and with us, they can also testify, saying, I, Rose, call out your name, a servant of Christ Jesus, made to be a king and priest for our God, called to be an ambassador for Christ, and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him, we received grace and ambassadorship to call all the Gentiles, the nations, the people without God, to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all in the world, who are loved by God and called to be his holy people. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. For God, for love, so loved the original world order that he created it to being, that he gave his only begotten Son to bring you back into the position of sons and daughters. So his order can be completed again. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, my Lord. For men, well, it is said, for men will come a substituted mortal. The great God will come down out of heaven teaching, and at his death he will bring the despairing rest. As I pray in my most holy faith for you, receive. In the name of Jesus.
Blood can make Hold on, Tucker. We need to hear you sing a minute. Man, that's beautiful. You sing that with me? Oh,
the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow.
White. It washes white, clean. Clean as snow. Oh, how beautiful that is. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. We esteem you in this place today. You are Lord. You are King of Kings, our Savior. We bow before you today, Jesus, and we worship you. Start out this day, Lord, with you in Jesus' name. Fall on us, we pray, in this moment. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to our spirits. Birth vision in us. Do something bigger than we can do in ourselves for others through this in Jesus' name. Encourage our hearts today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Zilla, think about it. As a human being, why are you being fought over? Why is your soul being contended for? And why are you worth the blood of Jesus Christ? Praise the Lord. You are the most sought after creature in existence. You are the most coveted human being in the universe. Demons want you. They desire to live in you. Satan envies you. He wants to be like you. The enemy cannot reproduce you, that he seeks to control you. The angels want to serve you. They all want to help you. All the pulses of the gravitational pulse of all the planets are designed to support life on one planet where you live. All of it is designed for you. The plant and animals are groaning and travail together, wanting the sons and daughters of God to be revealed to them. Because you are the vastest, sparkling creature anyone has ever seen in existence. You are wanted. You are desired. Your value is immeasurable. So much so that the Almighty God desires fellowship with you. The bread of life, Jesus Yeshua, the Word of God, became flesh to die for you. And the Holy Spirit, whom the universe cannot contain, longs to contain himself in you, to feed and shield you and lead you and guide you into all truth, to seal you and keep you until the day of redemption. You are the most sought after piece of property in existence with a free will. You have the ability to think, to reason, and the power to choose. And because for love, so loved the original world order that he created it to being, that he gave his only begotten son to bring you back into the position of a son, a daughter, so his order can be completed again. You are the only deciding witness between heaven and hell, between life and death, between the blessing and the curse. Words kill, words give life. They are either poison or fruit. You choose. You have been purchased at a price, the precious blood of Christ. Thus, do not trample the Son of God underfoot. Do not treat as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified you. And do not insult the Spirit of grace. Thus, choose heaven. Choose life. Choose the blessing. Choose Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. So come as you are to Christ Jesus, Yeshua, the Word of God, by the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is repent of your evil heart of unbelief by opening the door of your heart and receive salvation, justification in Christ, your being made right with God, and the hope of your salvation is eternal life instead of eternal punishment. The unbelievers will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord. But you, the righteous, will shine like the sun in the kingdom of our Father, in the presence of the Lord. For in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. The promise depends on faith so that it can be experienced as a grace gift. And now it extends to all the descendants of Abraham. This promise is not only meant for those who obey the law, but also to those who enter into the faith of Abraham, the father of us all. That's what the scripture means when it says, I have made you the father of many nations. He is our example and father, for in God's presence, he believed that God can raise the dead and call into being things that don't even exist yet. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made of things which are visible. Faith is a spiritual force generated in the born-again human spirit, and it is released through words. Faith-filled word dominate the laws of sin and death. By your words, your release of God's power, you will be acquitted, justified, and make right with God. And by your words, your release of Satan's power, you will be condemned. You are the deciding witness between life and death, the blessing and the curse, between heaven and hell. Choose eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The choice is yours to make. However, forgiveness extended to someone without repentance on their part cannot close the gap, cannot repair the breach in the wall, cannot mend the bridge to the future, and cannot restore broken relationships. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as you. And the word, the release of love's power, Christ became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And there is no difference whether you are a wicked person or just an unbeliever as far as salvation is concerned. So Lord, pierce their hearts to repentance. So repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Therefore you be washed, sanctified, justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Repent of your unbelief and receive your forgiveness from all your sins and your cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Just by confessing with your mouth, Jesus Yeshua, the Word of God, is my Master, and love has set everything right between him and me. And believing in your heart that God, love, raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, but with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. It is just as the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, Gentile. Jews, the keeper of God's word, Gentile, those without God. For the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on him. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. So receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen. So be it. Praise the Lord. Now that you are in Christ, my brother, my sister, let us cry out together, Abba, my Father, I surrender all, for I am yours, O Lord. For it is us who are being led by the Spirit of God, who are the sons and daughters of love. God is faithful to his word and to us. So now ask and receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, your heavenly language, your most holy faith, just by saying, Lord, I believe I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues as the Spirit enables me, that I can pray the mysteries in God. Now that you have been saved by the power of the Holy Ghost, as a son, as a daughter of love of God, the Lord has made you a king and priest to serve our God. You and I are about our Father's business. So open your mouth now and speak in tongues so that you can think and speak and act and walk and live in the power of the Holy Ghost. Atolo so nungalato. Ala solo mie scese le minoroso, o lo sciuto colo hia scese la matare asce, andara to colo hia scese le minoroso, o lo sciuto colo hia scese la matare asce, ala sotto colo hia scese le minoroso lo iesce, ala to colo hia scese la matare asce solo mi ingresso, o lo sciuto colo hia scese la matare asce sarà matare asce. Ala soto coro hia chase the minoroso. Olo soto coro hia chase la materashi. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the family of love, of God, the body of Christ, the church, the ecclesia. And after you pray in the Spirit, always declare, I believe I receive what I prayed for in the Spirit in my most holy faith. And I thank you for the revelation, Father Love, in Jesus' name. Beloved, I pray that above all else, you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Love endures forever. My brother, my sister, I am so blessed to know that you have made heaven your home. And if we never meet here on this earth, I look forward to spend eternity with you, being with the Lord, our Lord Jesus forever in our Father's house. Until then, take the time to read and meditate on the following, to understand how you have been washed regardless of the sins that you have committed, you have been washed regardless of the sins that you have committed, how you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, the love of God our Father for you and for me. Amen. Hallelujah.